Bierman addressed a crowd of about 20 people outside the Park City Library, saying it's an exciting time to be talking about climate.
I think a few years ago, many of us let out a collective groan, worried that we're going to take a big step backwards. And on maybe a national level, we have. We're struggling to even acknowledge some of the challenges facing us. But what has happened as a result of that is it's become incumbent upon us to step up locally.
Bierman detailed local actions being taken to address climate change, including Park City's goal of becoming carbon neutral by 2030, the city's transition to electric buses, and the passage of House Bill 411, the Community Renewable Energy Act, which sets up a structure for municipalities to partner with an electric utility, in this case Rocky Mountain Power, to provide 100% net renewably sourced electricity by 2030. Calling electric vehicles the next phase toward Park City's energy goals, James Campbell with Rocky Mountain Power presented Bierman with a check for more than $600,000 to install infrastructure for electric vehicle chargers in Park City. Friday's event featured different models of electric vehicles for guests to check out. Jeremy Ranch resident Chris Neville inspected a 2019 Nissan Leaf. He and his wife, Carolyn Wara with Recycle Utah, are considering swapping out one of their gas vehicles for an electric or hybrid, probably in the next 2 years.
I mean, we're both big electric bus riders, and we're just really interested not only in the infrastructure, but also, you know, what that looks like as a two-car family and how we use less gas.
Bierman says he's heard people say Park City can convert to electric because the community is progressive and wealthy, and that it's less plausible for larger communities. But Bierman contends Park City can serve as a model for others.
And cities all the way from the size of Breckenridge to LA have come here and looked at the electrification of our fleet. We've taken the risk, we've proven it's possible, and they've gone back to their communities and they're doing it. And so we hope we can be the drop that starts a wave here.
The Park City Council recently waived building permit and site inspection fees for renewable energy projects to encourage residents and businesses to shift toward electric vehicle use. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.